We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're looking back at the Grammys last night with Rob Lucas from Star 102.5. All right, Rob, long show. It was 9 awards in 4 hours. Did you see the whole show?
I made it up till about 9:40, 9:45, which I give the producer Ken Ehrlich some credit because I thought it was really smooth, really good. And the Grammys have been under a lot of stress lately, ratings-wise. Last year, the ratings were the worst ever. And last year, they took a big chance starting with Kendrick Lamar. And I think when that happened, a lot of people in Iowa and rural America said nope. And they're cut. But last night, all the way through, it was really, really smooth. And then I went through the rest of it this morning, got up like at 3:30, and kind of fast-forwarded through the rest of it, and was pretty happy with most of what I saw. How about for you guys? What did you guys like?
You know what? For the Grammys now and all award shows, I don't even bother trying to watch it live, because I'll see all the clips, the important stuff, what you need to know, because Susan mentioned 9 awards in 4 hours. It felt like 4 awards in 9 hours. I was surprised it still wasn't going on this morning. These things last forever.
And the biggest thing is, I thought the best award, it was given out, I didn't know it, an hour before the show. I thought the best category was for Best Pop Vocal Album. Camila Cabello, Kelly Clarkson, Ariana Grande, Shawn Mendes, Pink, Taylor Swift, all heavy hitters.
Everyone knows.
That was the most solid category of the night. And I found out an hour before that they had given the award away because Pink had tweeted out, well, I lost another one. She's lost 17 Grammys. She's becoming the Susan Lucci of Grammys. And she said, I can put my sick son into the tub and into bed now and go to watch it on TV. So, yeah, it's funny. There's so many awards, but so many are happening before the show now, including Camila Cabello, who had to open the show. I thought it was a fantastic Havana version that they did. But she had to do that, finding out that in the past hour she had just lost 2 Grammys. Mm. So then you got to go on stage and do your craft. It's pretty neat.
Right. Yeah. It was a big night for country and rap, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And for the music year, I thought 2018 for mainstream pop music that appeals to everybody from Buffalo to Iowa to LA, it was a B-minus year. But for hip-hop, urban, rap music, it was an A-plus year, and that's why you saw Childish Gambino winning 2 of the biggest awards last night. And also on the other end of the spectrum, Kacey Musgraves, I think she, along with her, H-E-R, whose real name is Gabby Wilson, and Janelle Monáe, had 3 of the best performances last night. Gabby Wilson, her, and Janelle Monáe, I knew a little bit about her, but man, it's so nice to see 2 girls come out and just wail with guitars. Because for so long, people are thinking now, is the guitar just gone? Mm-hmm. I mean, does anybody remember the Rock Awards from last night? They were pushed way back in the show or given away pre-show. The guitar, nice to see it last night with a couple of girls doing it.
You mentioned Childish Gambino. I feel like they're always reaching for this award. They're just trying to stay relevant in any way. You know, he wins for This Is America, which to me, that was a video. You know, for a song, the song was almost an afterthought to the video.
You're so right about that. With a lot of music today, it's about the production and the emotion. And a video will change the way you look at a song. Absolutely right on that, Brian. And when I look at Record of the Year, I thought it was a weak category in that there are 8 songs in there, and I think in 5 years we'll want to hear maybe 2.5 of them. I think in the middle with Zedd and Maren Morris, I think was the... I'm surprised it didn't win more because it was the most universal song this year that everybody can play. Rock star Post Malone, who's from Syracuse, by the way, Post Malone I think is going to be around for a long time. I'm trying to figure out the song Shallow, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Is that going to be like the Titanic theme, where it was everywhere for 9 months and it wouldn't go away, and then you didn't want to hear it for another decade?
You might be right.
Or are we going to want to hear it in 5 years? I'm not quite sure where that song is.
I don't think it's quite as, you know, sickeningly overplayed as that Celine Dion song.
Yeah, that was a huge production, and you couldn't get away. The movie Titanic was Titanic as compared to even A Star Is Born, which Titanic was in theaters for almost 6 months, it seems, and now A Star Is Born is already on your TV in video.
So many people watch Titanic that people would go out and purposefully rent the VHS that you had to stop midway through the movie and put in a second tape because the movie was so long.
That's right.
In your VHS play. It was on two VHSs. Rob, before you leave, are you going to pull a Diana Ross and wish yourself a happy birthday?
Me? No, my birthday was last week.
Well, her birthday is in like a month and a half, so it doesn't even matter.
It was. That's the one I kind of sped through that a little bit and then read about it later on. And I was like, oh, yeah, the Diana. Oh, speaking of tributes, I like the Dolly Parton tribute.
Yeah.
I thought, though, the worst performance of the night, Katy Perry.
Oh, I agree.
In only 30 or 45 seconds, I just don't.
I kept thinking at that point, bring Dolly on.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then Miley came on and just so good. If there was ever a next Dolly Parton, somebody who is Jolene, it's Miley Cyrus. But yeah, Katy Perry, I thought, did herself no favors at all last night.
Yeah, she was a weird choice for that spot, right? No one can beat Dolly, but Miley was good next to her.
It's got to be intimidating to sing with anybody who is just as iconic as Dolly Parton.
That caliber.
73 years old like that and out there. And so many people, Kenny Rogers, Neil Diamond, are retiring at this point, and Dolly is still doing it. So hey, I would give the show last night, the bar is set very low for the Grammys, but I would give it a solid A- last night. The proof will be if the ratings are good. Last year's rating was a 5.9. Keep in mind, this show used to be in the teens and the 20s. If the ratings continue to go down, the Grammys may be going the way of Oscars as far as how relevant they are to regular people.
All right, Rob.
And non-regular people, too.
Rob, we appreciate the time. We know you've got to get back to it. That's Rob Lucas, Star 102.5, a Grammys recap.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.